This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Google searches for jokes and humor are highest Friday through Sunday, lowest on Mondays and average on Wednesday. Research has found that we look for jokes more when we're happy than when we're sad. The economic crisis and low oil prices have made Venezuela's healthcare system something from the 19th century, according to doctors there. A study from the University of Michigan found that facts don't necessarily change minds. Researchers found that misinformed people, particularly political partisans, when shown corrected facts in news stories, not only rarely changed their minds, but often became even more strongly set in their beliefs. There are 79.8 million millennials, those born between 1977 and 1995, who are between 21 and 39 years of age. 650 counties, mostly rural, are on track to have only one insurer in the healthcare marketplaces in 2017, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. The entire states of Alabama and Alaska are expected to have only one, and the same is expected in large parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Activists are trying to ban mass balloon releases, saying they can harm wildlife and foul beaches. Police cleared the railroad tracks of protesters and arrested 52 climate activists in Washington state that were among 150 camping on the tracks near two refineries in the northwestern part of the state. Machinist Union has been trying to organize Amazon workers at warehouse fulfillment centers in Delaware and Maryland without success thus far. The company employs 90,000 warehouse workers. Billionaire Tom Steyer's involvement in political fund to increase get-out-the-vote efforts with teachers' unions and public employee unions has prompted a protest by building trades unions because of their ongoing dispute with environmentalists over job loss. The Southern Company, utility building a so-called clean coal plant in Kemper County, Mississippi, has seen the cost double to over $6 billion and is facing lawsuits from Mississippi businesses and others over soaring costs. The largest protest in several years in Afghanistan has happened now as thousands hit the street over a proposed route of an electricity line. In Alabama, the Chief Justice, Governor, and Speaker of the House are all in legal trouble. This is the Voice of the People Daily Bulletin, which presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.